Everybody try to be the best.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. You already know what time it is. It is time for kickoff. No, I will tear an ACL. I got one for you, and that is it. MCLs will be gone. But you know what is here? College football. I'm talking huge matchups. Huge matchups. You'll see Michigan. You'll see Ohio State versus Indiana. You'll see North Carolina versus South Carolina. But what you better put your eyes on, because everybody will be talking about it, is this man prime time. Deion Sanders, Colorado, taking on TCU. Deion Sanders making his Division I head coaching debut. The whole world will be watching. You better be watching too. LeSean McCoy, here go, Rock. You know what time it is.
That leg was crazy. You crazy work. Okay, Acho.
Dead leg.
You played the wrong position.
I played running back shady through fourth grade.
Oh, there you go.
But in the little leagues, there was a weight limit. And so if you were over 113 pounds, you couldn't be a run. No, I don't even know what it was.
Chubby Acho.
13 pounds, I think. Yeah, something like that.
I was 97 pounds when I graduated from high school.
The Nigerians, they eat boys up there.
They do be eating. Anyway, on the far end, Super Bowl champ James Jones.
What's cracking?
It's all good, baby. Now, here's what I am confused by, James Jones. Here is what I am perplexed by. America, y'all know I wear a lot of suits. I own a lot of suits, roughly 104 to be exact. I've never worn a double-breasted suit open.
Uh-huh.
Am I missing something?
Man, it's nice and comfortable. I'm sitting down. You know, it's nice and comfortable. If I stand up, I might button it up.
I hear you.
No, we're casual up here.
I hear you, too. James Jones is right. The one and only Dr. Joy. Taylor Joy, how are we?
I'm great. And I did win the fit check today. I'm sitting. I'll be standing later. You'll find out why.
All the days for you to claim you won, when you are in a basic black top, is not in America.
That's why she said wait till she stand
about,
up.
There's nothing basic about this, and also the face guard always wins. But it's fine. When I stand up, you'll see.
Okay, she set the bar high. Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy. He needs no introduction. Can we get us started with first and 10, please? Can we? Let's get it rolling. Tomorrow on Fox, noon Eastern, all eyes will be on Deion Sanders. I mean, he's one of the biggest sports legends in the history of all sports, and he's the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. They open their season in a much-anticipated matchup versus TCU. Here's the kicker. Colorado won just one game last season, and they lost their games by an average margin. I'm not making this up.
No.
An average margin of 29 points. Mm.
Yeah.
Shady, we have seen what LeBron did as a football player. We know. That's one of the greatest football players ever. We've seen what he's done as a head coach. Not Division I, but what he's done as a head coach. But now 2-5.
Mm-hmm.
He in a Pac-12.
And?
Taking on a Big 12
and
team. What must you see? I need this from Deion Sanders this season.
Well, first of all, you need to forget about the pass. That's old. 29 points, you said?
Yes, sir.
That's old. It's prime time. Listen, in prime, we trust. And I tell you this, we will see Colorado look like a different team this year and next year. And I will say this, it's the first year, so I'm going to give me some grace period. But believe this, though. Them players is going to come. You know why? Because prime is, he's not hard to find. That's his slogan. I love it. I want to see a big game. We can't talk about the season. I'm talking about this game right here.
TCU.
Tomorrow night is TCU.
Tomorrow morning,
we're going to set the stage right. Prime time with a big upset on the road,
now,
right?
Shady, the margin currently by Vegas, TCU is a 20.5.
I seen
America. 20.5 point favorite. For those that I need to remind, TCU was in the national championship last year in L.A.
Yeah.
I was there. Versus Georgia. They did lose their starting quarterback and a first-round pick, a wide receiver, but they were in the national championship. You talking about upsets?
You know why, though? Let me tell you why. The same thing with Jackson State. They didn't think prime time would come there and do what he did.
It's different.
He did there. He came there. He delivered, and he left. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to repeat the same thing, duplicate what he did at Jackson State at Colorado, and I can't wait to see it.
Shady, you know, I pray and I hope you're right, because I want to see Deion Sanders succeed. I do. I want to see him change this program around. But we're talking about 11 losses
11.
By 29 or more points. That is crazy. So for me, if we are being real about this situation, I just want to see Coach Prime and Colorado compete. You got what I'm saying? And what I mean by compete is you can't have them blowouts. I understand you might lose some games, but these games better be close. We need to see you guys improving as a football team. You can't expect him to go out here, Acho, and beat TCU. You can't expect him to go out here and win 10 games. Bruh, this is a revamped roster. We don't know what we're getting from Colorado, right? And yes, we've seen Prime turn around Jackson State. This is different. This is Division I football. This is where 95% of all the draft picks come from, Shady. This is going to be tough. I just want to see, hey, I know primetime changing around. He ain't hard to find, but I just want to see him compete. That's a bonus for me.
Joy, what do you need to see? James, I will address that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing you expect to see is a culture change, right? Mm-hmm. They had no culture last year. Won one game, lost by basically 30 points every single game. You know what Prime brings from a recruiting standpoint. And as we know, college football, the lifeblood of the sport is recruiting. If you have more talent, generally, you win more games.
Come on,
that's how it goes. This is not the NFL where everyone is talented and everyone is basically on the same level with the exceptions of one or two players on the field.
Oh, no.
This is different. You really have to have the roster. He has 3 returning starters and 9 returning scholarship players from last year. He brought in a whole new team.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of new blood in there, and we know that he's going to come with energy. I'm with you in that they need to compete. This is going to be a tall task tomorrow. They were in the national championship last year. This is a great team, but in Prime we trust.
Prime we trust, baby.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was an upset tomorrow, and I won't be surprised if I see a massive change, not just culturally, but also with wins. Like, keep in mind at Jackson State, which is obviously a completely different program, when he came in, they were 4-8 the year before. Then it's 2020, they're 4-3, but it's 2020. We know what happened then. 11-2, 12-1 the next 2 seasons.
Come on now.
So
come on.
I do think we need to be a little patient in understanding that it does take time to build up a program and get the players that you want in there and develop those players, because these are young players. This isn't, again, the pros where you can just bring in new talent that's already established. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he does.
If Prime, hold on real quick. If Prime loses this game, Shady, and Colorado loses by 21, you still trusting in Prime?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking, because that's probably what's going to happen. So I'm just making sure we're going to trust
I've never heard somebody hate on Prime like this.
No, I'm not hating on
Prime. I'm going to say this, man. I've never seen Prime look bad. Have y'all? I've never seen it.
Prime ain't playing.
I've never seen it.
And
as a coach, he's done good as a coach.
Here's my issue with James. Here's my issue with saying compete. The only time I've heard coaches say, I want y'all to go compete, is when you're sorry.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Like, so I can't, for me, set the bar at Prime at competing. For me, what I need to see is go make a bowl game. Make a bowl game. Win six games this year. That's out the gate. Win 6 games this year. And then let me see a couple upsets. You will be the underdog in just about every single game.
Yeah.
Maybe go upset Oregon. Maybe go upset SC. I think it's September 30th.
Yeah.
Maybe pull off an upset here or there. I'm afraid to set the bar as low as something proverbial like compete, because that's what you say when it's like, hey, slugger, go get him, sport. Just want to go see you compete.
That's what you say when it's a rebuild. And that is what Prime is doing right now. He had to gut this whole thing out and rebuild this program.
But the difference, though, in my mind is in college, unlike the NFL, and we all know this watching and covering both sports, is NFL, you can only really turn something over through a couple free agency acquisitions.
Yeah.
But based upon college in this day and age, you saw Lincoln Riley do it by taking SC from mediocre to elite, is you can bring in some dudes. I mean, Prime brought his own son. Cannot wait to see Shedeur Sanders. Got to see what he's talking about.
And he liked that, too.
He brought in Travis Hunter, 2-way player wide receiver.
He liked that, too.
We're going
to
see.
I want to see Prime do more than just compete. Regular coach, go out there and compete. You hire LaShawn McCoy, Emmanuel Acho. Hey, Colorado going to compete. You hire Prime Time?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to compete.
Shady,
I'm not on that compete talk. I'm not on that. Listen. As long as I've known Prime Time personally and watched him as a fan, he's always done good. He's always met that challenge. He loves that. So when people like you or people out there that say, they're going to lose this game against TCU and they're not going to win 6 games, that's cool. It drives him. That's who he is.
I understand that.
So now that should happen. So when he said the portals are open.
Yes.
And what did a lot of them players do?
They got out of there and they came to him. Yeah.
So I look to see Prime Time, dude, he's done his whole career as a coach and as a player, as dominant and win.
For me, I'm with you, like I say.
You can't be with me.
No, I want to see.
He's not going tonight.
I said, first off, I want to see him change this thing around. But for us to think he's going to do it in year one is crazy.
Yeah, well.
And that is what everybody thinks Prime is going to do. Well, Shady thinks Prime's going to do, which is crazy. That is why Vegas has these boys losing by 21. It ain't no surprise. They know Prime over there.
That's TCU. Like,
exactly.
In the national championship game. That's why the spread is what
no
it is.
No question. And they're looking at 29-point losses.
I don't think it's unrealistic to expect them to win 6 games.
No, not at all. I mean, Joy, you know this, and I want to cut to you for a second here, because obviously you watch LSU very closely. I believe your nephew starting tight end as a true freshman last year, Mason, and returning as a starting tight end this year. Brian Kelly goes to LSU, and we're not thinking they're going to do nothing. I mean, not what they did last year. New head coach Brian Kelly. You're now SEC got Nick Saban. It got Georgia. Kirby Smart. Brian Kelly went in there and said, "Yeah, that's cute. I got somewhere to be. Go from a 6-win team to a 10-win team. Got true freshmen starting at tight end, true freshmen starting at offensive line, a couple of them. Got a quarterback who doesn't have that much experience. I've seen great head coaches go to programs and win 4, 5, 6 excess games from the year before. Again, look what Lincoln Riley did at USC. So it is doable. Do you think Prime can make that 1-win to 6-win jump in what is a relatively tough or competitive path?
Yes, because he gutted the team. He made it very clear that this is a new era, and he brought in new players. That is the point. That is the difference between an NFL rebuild and a college rebuild, as you said. The transfer portal can change everything around overnight, and if you are a good coach, you can elevate those players. I'm not talking about them competing for a national championship this year. That's not even a conversation.
What Shady's saying.
No, I mean they can make a bowl game. They're not going to compete for a national. That's not the structure of the sport. That's not how this is going to work. I mean, that's just not. But that doesn't matter. That's not what he's there to do in year one. What he's there to do is establish a culture, show what he can do at this level, and bring this program back from 1 win to competing and being in bowl games, which is entirely possible with
him. So do we all agree up here that 6 wins will be a successful season for Deion? 6, 7 wins?
In my mind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's competing.
Talk to me.
I mean, 6 wins would be great from where they came from last year.
Yes,
I agree with that.
Yes,
but also, I think we're rebuilding teams, right? Because it's kind of a so-called rebuilding.
No, of course.
I need to see some flashes. I need to see some different in the culture. And it's like one thing is Prime has to get his players. Now, he got a lot of players from the portal. I get that. But any from the NFL, even to college.
Yep.
They want to get their players in there that they're scouting that fits their scheme.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this guy, he doesn't fit my scheme. We can't have him. We go recruit a dude that's in my scheme. So
yes, sir.
I do think it'll be a difference, though. We haven't seen Colorado look this good until Prime got there. That's what I will say.
I would say we haven't seen them look this energized.
Yeah.
I don't really know how they look yet. I'm going to be on TV tomorrow, 12 hours.
They got a quarterback. They got a quarterback.
They do.
And that quarterback got Prime Time's blood in him.
He does.
And you know what that means.
He does.
Okay.
But here's what's so fascinating, and these are the storylines.
Like
these are the storylines I want y'all to watch. In the pack, you got Caleb Williams, who should be the number one overall pick next year.
Right.
Yes.
You got Bo Nix, transfer from Auburn, who could have declared for the NFL draft, and many thought he might be a second-round pick.
He's all right.
You got Michael Penix out in Washington. Yeah. You got Cam Rising coming back from an injury at Utah. Utah beat Florida yesterday without the starting quarterback. You got Shedeur Sanders. I'm fascinated to see where will Shedeur fall in line.
Yeah,
his last name is Sanders. As much pressure as we put on Prime, I'm trying to see what the starting quarterback at Colorado is talking about, but I can't wait to see what
ain't no better way to start than TCU.
No doubt about it.
We're going to see.
TCU. No doubt about it.
TCU. You can't go to Texas, can't go to Oklahoma, go to TCU.
It was in the Natty.
That's what that's about.
It wasn't a Natty, though.
They got to the Natty with all
the people. You can't make it at Texas.
Kids.
You can't make it at Oklahoma. Go to TCU.
That's all five.
That's the truth.
But Texas
or
Oklahoma was not in the national championship
that's
last
the truth.
Year.
There will
Period.
Be no
that's the truth.
Texas.
That's the truth.
I mean, they weren't there.
Though. They were not there. TCU was.
See, talking on his bullcrap, and your lights are crazy.
That's you.
Okay,
that's you.
I have to go to break. When we return, a conversation must be had. Joe Burrow, he might not start week one of the NFL season. One of the best three quarterbacks in the National Football League, and he might not be there. Can the Bengals afford for him to miss it? That's next. Remember, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel.
Lights going crazy here. Come on, that's all James.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. We are bringing you the best college football analysis every week. Any questions? Then send them into the Joel Klatt Show mailbag. Follow the Joel Klatt Show on the Fox Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and short, our second topic of the day. Got to keep this one tight, but it's incredibly interesting. Okay, Joe Burrow, superstar quarterback. Remember, he strained his calf a little bit over a month ago. He returned to practice, but head coach Zach Taylor declined to commit to Burrow starting week one, saying, quote, "We're just taking it day to day right now." Taking it day to day. Joy, the AFC North is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Browns. The AFC is difficult.
Yeah.
Can the Bengals afford to start the season without Joe Burrow?
Nope. Run that man his money. Go on ahead and write that check. I don't know, you got to sell Lake House or whatever you got going on over there. But I don't. You don't cry broke when you drafted Joe Burrow number one overall. You saw what he did at LSU. There's a reason that you took him there. And we saw immediately that he was the guy. So you knew this check was coming. You bought a house and you were surprised when the mortgage payment came? Oh, I thought they were going to let me live here for free.
Evicted.
Bye. What are we talking about here? You also knew what the market was because Deshaun Watson set the market. So you should have been had that money in the bank.
Right.
If you weren't going to get to Deshaun Watson's number, all right, well, go, cool. We got a discount. Maybe we can go rebuy that Blake house or whatever else you want. There's no reason why his deal shouldn't be done. What's the holdup? What is the holdup? Don't cry broke to me. You drafted him number one overall. I would personally not step foot on the field. I wouldn't want someone close to me to step foot on the field. And in a sport as violent as the NFL, we've seen it time and time again. It might be an outlier to some. It's certainly not to me that you can have a career-ending injury like that. One of those big guys falls on you and it's a wrap. I'm not going to get my generational wealth check lined up before I step on the field. I hear you. Their Super Bowl windows are small and these moments are small. Yeah. So is your opportunity to make money in the NFL. I hate to be this unromantic about it, but we're talking about what he does for a living. You all did this for a living. You were not volunteers. It was not charity work. Run me my money. I go to work. I get a check. And he's been getting a nice check, but he's owed a bigger one. And he can't risk his future in any sense of the word without having that done.
I think what Joy's speaking of, though, let me educate the viewer, though, two issues. There are two issues at play, and I didn't do a good enough job clarifying this. There is the money issue, because Joe Burrow has yet to be paid,
right.
And there is the health issue, because Joe Burrow might not be healthy enough to take the field week one.
Yeah.
So there are actually two issues at play that could potentially keep Joe Burrow from seeing that field week one.
And they could be tied together.
And they could also be tied together. 2-5, can the Bengals afford to start the season without him?
I'm going to say yes, right? And I'm going more of just the injury part because I feel like the money, they gotta figure that out. You can't get around that. He's the second best quarterback in football right now.
You saying they can afford not to have him?
For the first two games? Yeah, yes. Let me tell you why.
Yep, talk to me.
Because last year, right, they didn't really play well with him.
First two.
And then they got it rolling again. But for my main point is when you look at their schedule, right, let's say that the calf is still banged up. They want to get him 100%. He don't play for the first two games. They have Cleveland. It's always a good game because it's a divisional game.
Yeah.
And they have Baltimore. Baltimore's always good.
Of course.
But after that, I mean, what, the Rams?
That's a dub.
What's that? The Rams, you got the Titans, you got Arizona.
Cardinals.
And the Seahawks is like up and down. So you can get, what, 4-2 until the bye week. So I would say, yeah, if he don't play the first two games, I think you wait till he's 100%, and then they can roll because last year they did that.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, they started off slow, and they started rolling and rolling and rolling. I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs last year.
True.
How slow they started.
That's a good point. You did say
and
that.
And then they got fired up again. So I think that with Joe Burrow, you always have a chance to win games.
Good point.
Well,
I'm making sure he's 100%, I'm saying. Making sure he's 100%.
Number one, we're talking about the franchise, correct?
Yeah.
Right? You don't play with the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So if the franchise ain't even close to being 100%, why is Butt even trotting out there at practice?
Mm-hmm.
That's just keeping it a buck. If you are the franchise and you are not 100%, you are not trotting out there at practice, period. So I understand what the coach is saying, but Joe Burrow cannot afford not to play the first two games. You go in a hole in the division 0-2 the first two games, you in trouble. Right? Last year, we got to understand, Deshaun Watson didn't play the first 11 or however many games. Right? Lamar Jackson got hurt. If Lamar Jackson don't get hurt, they don't even win the division. That's Lamar Jackson's division. The Baltimore Ravens was rolling. And, they got better, right? We talked about that yesterday. He cannot afford to start this season 0-2 and then try to come in here and save this season. It's different this year. We talked about AFC. You got Aaron Rodgers over there. You got Buffalo over there. He played Buffalo. He played the Niners. He played Baltimore twice, Pittsburgh twice, Cleveland twice. You cannot afford to go in a hole. Joey B has to take this field. They got to start off hot, and they know, like I said yesterday, they know that the time is now. You done been to the Super Bowl. You done been to the AFC Championship. It's time to get back and get over that hump and win it, and that's the pressure that the Bengals is on right now.
One thing is, and I agree with you, if you remember, Ja'Marr Chase came out and was like, listen, he don't need to play until he's 100%. So I hear what you're saying, but I'd rather have my guy don't play the first two games and have it 100% and going forward then come out there 75%, 80% and don't give me the Joe Burrow that we want to see, and then he might potentially get hurt more. So I'd rather have my guy 100%.
It's interesting. Like, if the Bengals want to win the Super Bowl, I don't think they can afford for Joe Burrow to miss time.
No.
I'm with Shady in the fact of You can miss time with Joe Burrow. You still going to make the playoffs. But I think the difference between winning the Super Bowl, getting to the Super Bowl at least, and making the playoffs is if you are a 5 seed versus a 2 seed, if you're a 5 seed versus a 1 seed, let's play this out at home, America. If you're a 5 seed and you're the Bengals, that means your first game is likely going to be on the road against the Jacksonville Jags. Then you win that, you're likely going to have to play the 1 seed again on the road. Likely, let's just play this out, hypothetically speaking, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
The 5 would thus play the 1 because the 1 will likely be the worst seed.
Mm.
Say you beat the Jags on the road.
Okay.
Then you go, you beat the Chiefs.
Okay.
Now you got to play who? The Bills?
You beat
everybody. You got to go play the Ravens.
Everybody,
the Ravens? The Jets?
Everybody you're talking about. They beat on the road.
No doubt about it.
Everybody thought they beat on the road.
You're, no doubt about it. I'm not saying they can't.
In the playoffs, they did it.
You're right. I'm not saying they can't.
Yeah, like they're not worried about that.
I'm just saying that in this AFC, I think 2-5, it's going to be a lot more difficult. I was watching last week, track and field world championships. Sha'Carri Richardson versus Jamaica Sharika Jackson, two of the fastest women alive right now. I said this, if Sha'Carri gets the baton anchoring first, she going to win. If Sharika get the baton first, she going to win.
Because
they both run 10, 6, 5, and 100. They both like this.
Mm-hmm.
One's faster at the 100, one faster. Whoever gets the baton first is going to win this race. Thankfully, Sha'Carri got it first, and y'all know the USA did what the USA does. Whoever is the highest seed in my mind in the AFC, like the Kansas City Chiefs last year, I'm thinking they going to win.
Yeah.
We're thinking, because that's how it always goes, is you want to have home field advantage. It's nice to have home field advantage, but to Shady's point, the Bengals have shown that they don't need home field advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can go anywhere and win at any time. It's obviously more convenient. It's better. You would prefer to have home field advantage in the bye, but only one team is going to get all of that.
Right.
So that doesn't mean necessarily that that team is going to be the one that's representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. The priority has to be Joe Burrow being healthy, first of all. And then if Joe Burrow is healthy, he has to prioritize himself, in my opinion. So there's layers to this situation. Now, he seems like the type of player that's going to play regardless of my pleas to get the deal done first. But he shouldn't be out there if he's not 100%, particularly with an injury like that, because that's something that can linger throughout the entire season.
Mm.
And it's just, it's unfortunate that he's not necessarily healthy going into the season. But you all know this. You go into a season hurt, how are you going to leave the season? Hurt.
And
you don't have a break to recover once the season starts.
And that's truly why I think he's 100%.
True, yeah.
Joe Burrow came back, about a week ago?
Yeah.
Right? You got 2 weeks and a half before you play a game. So as a training staff, if we're talking about the franchise, if you're not 100%, bro, we got 2 weeks before we play. Sit your butt in this training room. Ain't no need to go out there and practice, move on this calf, dude.
Yeah.
Ain't no need. We know what you bring, right? So for you to even put him out there at practice, Joe Burrow going to be 100%, and they need him because they cannot afford to have a slow start.
Yeah, I don't know if he's 100%. I think there's some things at practice. But I'll say this, though. When you go on the road and you win big games, like the last time they went to the Super Bowl was on the road.
Yep.
An Arrowhead. That's where the whole thing came from, was Burrowhead.
But you don't want to do that.
But my thing is, you say that, but like some team, we don't care. We did both. We beat Buffalo and Nicole and
we don't have to hypothesize. I will ask you all, because I am curious. En route to your Super Bowl, y'all were 10-6 that year.
And they was on the what?
Hold on. They won every single game on the road. Now, Shady, again, for clarity for the viewers, you won two.
Yep.
One, you did it on the road.
Yeah.
And one, you did it when everybody had to come through y'all.
Right,
so we have perspectives. I'll ask y'all later because the viewer.
It don't change the confidence.
You're
going to win the game.
Your boy had a lot of one season. He lost a lot.
But he went on the road.
Yeah.
But he went on the road. Look what he did.
I mean, 30 years ago.
Coming up, the 49ers and the Cowboys are both coming into the season with plenty of hype. But which team would we rather be? Two of the top three teams in the NFC. It's close, y'all. It's close. I know, next on Speak.
Everyone knows that when you want every score, the best highlights, and the biggest stories from the sports world, you go to foxsports.com. But did you know all of your favorites from Fox Sports can come to you? Announcing your Fox Sports Daily, Fox Sports' all-new, customized daily newsletter delivering the top sports news and videos you care about every day. All you need to do is sign up on foxsports.com or on the Fox Sports app, and then just follow your favorite teams, athletes, and leagues to get only the news you want. The more favorites you add, the more personalized your Fox Sports Daily will be. So sign up today on foxsports.com or on the Fox Sports app and stay updated on the sports stories that matter to you.
I do think Joe Burrow should step back onto the field. Quarterbacks are different in my mind than any other position. Nick Bosa, Hey, do your thing. Get your bread. Hold out for the 49ers. Chris Jones, you won a couple Super Bowls with the Chiefs. Do your thing. Get your bread.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Joe. Stay away from the light. Come back.
When you are a top team in the AFC, that means you have a superstar at the quarterback spot.
Do they?
Since he's came, they have a superstar at the quarterback spot.
Do it, 205.
What's today's date?
205.
August 31st. Make him sign it.
Here we go. I sign it because I'm a Josh fan.
I still think he's a solid quarterback. He might not be the old Russ. He might not be cooking steaks and entrees. He might be cooking some noodles. What type of noodles? You put the noodles with the chips, that might be really good.
Everybody don't have to be friends.
And not only that, hold on. Can we take something real quick?
Now, was that weird? Was that weird? No. You see what I'm saying? That might be uncomfortable. No. We at work. I'm being selfie.
All smiles on this show. We're in third and long. Third topic of the day. Let's go the distance because this is my favorite one. The Niners and the Cowboys, they've met in each of the last two playoffs. The Niners have had the advantage, but they got a couple questions this year at quarterback. Brock Purdy coming off his injury, and the Cowboys, they made waves when they signed Trey Lance. Both teams have incredibly, incredibly, incredibly talented rosters. Bring us on camera for the question of the day. Truly, I think this is one of the toughest questions I've asked all week. I was torn on this. Back and forth I went. James, Niners, Cowboys.
Yep.
Who would you rather be this season?
This is tough. But at the end of the day, right now, we're going over right now, right? 97 ain't in the building, right? And if 97 ain't in the building, you guys are not a Super Bowl caliber team if Bosa's not there. So I'm taking the Cowboys. The additions that the Cowboys got, the Stephon Gilmore to go on the other side of Trayvon Diggs, right? You go out there and you get Brandon Cooks to put in there with CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. I love what the Cowboys done. If you ask me who I want, do I want Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott? Give me Dak Prescott. I'm taking Dak Prescott. Sure. So I believe they're better at the quarterback spot. So I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys in this situation strictly because I know number 11's over there, and Micah Parsons finna come off that edge, right? This defense is built off of pressure, right? And it don't necessarily mean we blitzing. It means we rushing four and we getting to you. And if Nick Bosa's not there, they are not going to be getting a lot of pressure.
I gotta stop you. Because it seems as though you are building the entirety of your premise, of your take, on Nick Bosa not being there.
Yep, he ain't there.
Let's assume he is, because I don't want him to sign, which he will. Yeah. I fervently believe he'll be there. Shady, you got shady sources in the room. Assume he is there. You still all Cowboys?
Assume he is there. I'm still all Cowboys, and it's not all Cowboys like it's easy, but it's Cowboys because I believe that Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, and then I go to the quarterback spot. I like Dallas. Dallas is built to win a championship this year. I'm taking them over the 49ers, even if Nick Bosa is in the building strictly because the quarterback play.
Well, this is going to surprise Niners fans, but I'm going to go with the Niners. Because even though if I had to pick Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy straight up, I probably would pick Dak Prescott. Except for Dak Prescott played Brock Purdy last year, and the final score was 19-12.
Dak played Nick Bosa.
Okay, well, he might have to do that. They better hope they don't do that again, because the last 2 years, the Cowboys have lost to the Niners. The Niners have said, off to home you go. Don't care how talented you are, you're not winning this game. So it doesn't seem to matter who's playing quarterback for the Niners. I'm choosing the Niners because I've seen these teams year after year come in with a bunch of talent. The talent at the quarterback position is probably better in Dallas, and it doesn't seem to matter. Kyle Shanahan has played in a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, multiple NFC Championship games, went back to an NFC Championship game with a seventh-round rookie. So I want to pick the Cowboys. I can't do it because the Niners send them home every year.
I won't even say it makes more sense. I'm picking the Niners with you, Joy. I'm picking the Niners first. The easiest place for me to start at is the Niners saw them last year and won. Yeah. Saw them the year before and won. That's the easiest place. But I also think that's low-hanging fruit. I wouldn't do that to y'all. That's too easy of work. So let's go with
new teams.
You're correct.
New teams.
So let's go with the higher
ground. I will take the low-hanging fruit.
It's new teams.
When I think about that, and I'll take Joyce's point and I'll build on it, if I may, is the Niners up front are just as good, if not better, than the Cowboys up front. Like, Micah Parsons is one of the greatest young players we've ever seen.
With Nick.
Greatest ever. Nick Bosa is one of the greatest players also we've ever seen. Micah Parsons, 13 and a half sacks 2 years ago, 13 and a half sacks last year. Sorry, America. Nick Bosa, 15 and a half sacks 2 years ago, 18 and a half sacks last year, defensive player of the year. Linebacker, we don't have to have that conversation. Cornerback, Shady already knows. His boy Stephon Gilmore, lockdown. Lockdown.
Easy.
It's easy. But then when you go to the offense, to me,
Christian McCaffrey is better than Tony Pollard. Shady play running back, I play linebacker, you play wide receiver. Jordan, you got eyes, you know.
Don't matter what position you play.
Christian McCaffrey is better than Tony Pollard. You know, when I look at the wide receiver position, I would flip a coin. Only reason I would is because I really like Brandon Ayuk. I apologize.
I like BU too. Really, they got three of them in Dallas.
They do, but I like George Kittle too. So I count George Kittle, I count Deebo Samuel, I count Brandon Ayuk. So I don't want to. I don't want to parse things out too much, but I'm going with the Niners because I've seen the Niners do it, like Joy's seen the Niners do it, and everything the Cowboys have, the Niners have. Body of work, duh, is Dak Prescott. Duh. But if you want to talk about the sample size of Dak versus the Niners and Niners quarterbacks versus the Cowboys, Niners quarterbacks come out on top 2-5. Where you at, big dog?
I mean, you took a lot of it. I mean, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Cowboys, right? I guess it's a surprise I'm going with the Cowboys. But I just think about the talent part. I mean, it's so close. I mean, the Niners are very talented. But the Cowboys, being on that, watching them guys at practice, just watching, like, and looking at all the players they have, all the new additions. Like, Brandon Cooks, I don't think he gets enough credit. This guy is a 1,000-yard receiver every year in a row.
He goes.
So my thing is, you move him to your number two, all that speed. CeeDee Lamb. I had a question mark about CeeDee Lamb. Beginning of the year last year.
Yep.
At the end of that year, I had an answer. Mm. He's a true number one. Yep. He's that type of guy. So I think about the running game. Pollard, I mean, I get it. McCaffrey may be better, but Pollard's a damn good running back.
Yeah.
And then this little dude, Deuce, Vaughn is holding it down.
Yeah.
Defense. Listen, anytime you have a player from Harrisburg on your team, you are winning, baby. Michael Parsons is the real deal. Stephon Diggs. You got Trayvon Diggs on the other side.
You got Lawrence on the other side.
Gilmore. I'm tripping.
You got Lawrence. DeMarcus
Lawrence. So I'm thinking about, like I was, so when I went to practice with the Eagles versus the Colts, and I was talking to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I'm like, dang, I went over to that practice with the Cowboys. They look pretty good. I said, they got Stephon for y'all. And you know what he said? They got a really, really good cornerbacks. That's one of the best tandems in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about that, they have no flaws. The only thing is the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And as critical as I am at Dak, you should be able to beat the last pick in the draft. True story. Yeah. Last year, they didn't get it done. I hope this year will be different.
Yes. But Joy, you brought up a great point. It's like, we would all pick Dak over Brock.
I mean, we should.
Yeah. In a season.
Yeah.
But if you're talking what the Niners ask their quarterbacks to do and what the Cowboys will have to ask their quarterbacks to do, I will take the Niners quarterback. Am I wrong in doing so?
Yes.
I mean, no, I agree with you. I want to make an argument for the Cowboys. Everything that you're saying is true. When you look at it, it's talent everywhere.
Talent
all over the place. But, like, coaching, okay. You know, I'll give the nod to Mike because he won the Super Bowl.
I give it to Kyle.
I don't think
the disrespect to Mike is crazy.
I'm not gonna change the whole conversation. But if you win a Super Bowl, to me, like you got it done. So I have to give you the nod.
Mike is the active coaches. He got 166 wins and counting.
Shanahan.
We'll get there later.
But he's beating.
A winner.
Hold on, he's beating back-to-back games.
I don't care what he did. He's a Super Bowl champion. Yeah, and he got plenty more wins than Kyle Shanahan.
It's true. I'm sorry to derail everyone. My apologies.
The disrespect to Coach Mike is so crazy.
It's kind of close. The point is, I've watched what's happened the last few years, and we're talking about the season. Would I rather be the Cowboys or the Niners? I would love to be the Cowboys. They have lots of talent. I think they're going to have a great season. We'll see them in the playoffs. But they did that the last 2 years, and then they went home.
That is true, though.
They did it at the hands of the 49ers.
This is different, really quick. This is different because we talk about the quarterback spot for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
Let's understand what he's going up against.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to play against Stephon Gilmore. He is arguably the best corner in the National Football League. We've seen him do it on every team.
No doubt.
He is going to follow the number one. Let's say that is Brandon Ayuk, right? Yeah, Brandon Ayuk going to be the number one pure receiver. You can't follow Deebo because Deebo in the backfield.
Course,
Deebo all over. You can't follow him. But Brandon Ayuk, he will be able to follow. So you got Brock Purdy trying to deal with DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, and he has to throw the ball against Stephon Gilmore, who wasn't there last year, and Trayvon Diggs. This is a much better Cowboys defense. Each year, these teams are different, right?
Yeah.
So even though we talk about the quarterback play, Dak Prescott might not even have to go out there and win the game with his right arm because he's going to have this defense. It is going to be much harder on his Niners.
Here's my thought is, what's funny enough, we would probably all say, and you at home would likely say, when these two teams meet, because they likely will meet in the playoffs.
Again.
Their quarterbacks are the weak link.
The weak link.
The weak link of their team. Like, think about it. Yeah. For the Cowboys.
I mean,
I don't want to get distracted. Yeah, but literally speaking, it's not going to be CeeDee Lamb or Brandon Cooks. It shouldn't be Tony Pollard. Like, Dak Prescott, he's a good player, but as good as that team is, Dak is probably, in theory, in the playoffs a weak link.
You got a point.
Brock Purdy, in theory, in the playoffs is a weak link. The reason I will err on the side of Brock Purdy, the Niners will ask him to do less. Shady brought up this statistic yesterday when talking about Jimmy G en route to the Super Bowl. Jimmy G had to throw, I think, 15 passes in one game, handing it off.
40 times.
What Dak Prescott will be asked to do by nature of his veteran presence and by nature of his heavy pocketbook, what he will be asked to do in the playoffs will be of significant greater magnitude than what Brock Purdy will be asked to do. So I actually will err on the side of Brock Purdy playing a better game than Dak Prescott.
I understand what you're saying. I just think that we should be able to bet on Dak's experience. Right? Like, oh, bro, you've been in this game for a long time, right? You got paid a lot of money. You had some ups and a lot of lows. Yep. But we should bet on his experience. And I did want to ask you one question. Talk you said he went against Stephon Gilmore. I played with him in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Did he lock you up?
I don't know the stats, man. You know, he a tough outing. He a tough outing. He patient. He physical. He strong.
Locked up. They won't let him out.
He a good player. But at the end of the day, the 49ers quarterback, Brock Purdy, is going to have to make some throws.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan ain't won a Super Bowl yet because his quarterbacks have not been able to make some throws. You got what I'm saying? So I understand they can run the ball, they can tote it, they can play good defense, they can do all that, and that's equal to some winning, but not winning the big game.
So at the end of the day, he's going to have to make a throw. That's why I give the Niners so much hell all the time, because imagine if they actually had a franchise quarterback that we knew what they could do and what they were going to come back and do every single year, because we don't know what Brock Purdy is going to look like. He's coming off an injury. He hasn't even played a full season of NFL football. But the Niners have been in NFC Championship games, multiple, and a Super Bowl. The Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game in almost 30 years.
Yeah. James, my pivot here, the reason I erred on the side of Shanahan over McCarthy right now.
Please break it down to me.
Here's the reason I err on the side right now. I'm looking at current body of work.
Yeah.
Real quick, James. To me, there's just a statute of limitations on greatness. Mm. I think that players can get over the hill. I, too, think that coaches can get over the hill. You know, Joy, you're a doctor. Doctors have to retake exams to maintain. But quite literally, she got an honorary doctorate. Doctors have to retake exams to maintain that certificate.
Right.
When I think about Mike McCarthy being a Super Bowl champ in 2011, you can't take that from him. But I can assess, since 2017, what has occurred between Mike McCarthy and Kyle Shanahan. Mm. And I believe that Kyle Shanahan is currently a better coach than Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy does have a Super Bowl. I won't take it from him. But I can say to you, and I would ask you, James, when you look at the last 5 years, one has been fired, one has been hired. When you look at the last 5 years, one has gone to two NFC championships, one has gone to none. I don't think it's wild to say that.
Well, it is wild. It's very wild. And the reason is because, number one, it's disrespect for Mike across the board from every TV show. It don't even matter, right? And then y'all brought it to speak. Coach Mike came in to a losing organization with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Flipped that thing all the way around and won a Super Bowl, Been to NFC championships, right? 15 win seasons, 14 win seasons, 13 wins, anything you want. Then, him and the quarterback beefing and all that type of stuff, all the stuff he accomplished, he got a street named after him in Green Bay, all the stuff he accomplished, cool, it's time for some new blood in here. That's fine. Coach Mike got let go. Then he goes to Dallas, a losing organization. And back-to-back years, he's 12-5?
Yeah.
Like, he's the fourth.
I mean, but
active coaches, Kyle Shanahan can't even sniff the wins that Coach Mike got.
But that's what he's saying.
He got 160-something plus wins.
He's saying,
wins.
Like, right now, in the last 4 or 5 years, he's talking about that. He's
not
talking
Mike
about,
wins.
He's not talking about all the old stuff, all the old streets. They name. He's not talking about none of that.
It don't matter
he's talking about right
that.
Now.
Mike wins.
Every year,
Kyle Shanahan ain't won no Super Bowl. Mike got 12 wins. Kyle got 12 wins. Whatever it may be, Mike is a winner.
Acho, my therapist, she tells me, LaShawn, sometimes when you argue with somebody, they listen to you not to understand.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing right now.
But to respond. Yeah, he don't want to understand. He's going to respond.
No.
He keeps talking about Super Bowls that happened years ago. He's talking about right
matter.
Now.
But bro, you guys, are we forgetting what Mike has done with the Cowboys?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
Come on.
But let me, again, because I do think, like, you'll be fair. Remember what Kyle Shanahan inherited in the 49ers. Remember, Chip Kelly leaves the Philadelphia Eagles, goes to the 49ers. Chip Kelly wins two games. I believe they go 2-14. A lot of chaos. Chip Kelly gets fired. Oh. New head coach, fired. Shanahan comes in, wins instantly. And so what
Mike ain't did that with the Cowboys?
He did. But Mike has taken the Cowboys from a perennial 8-8 team to a 12-win team. Keep in mind, when they didn't have Dak Prescott, obviously they only won four games that season. So all I'm saying is, like, Shanahan, I think, is a greater offensive mind than Mike McCarthy.
Well, I mean, we could go there, but at the end of the day, I've seen Coach Mike win with Matt Flynn, and I've seen Coach Mike win with Cooper Rush. So, like, just the respect that he doesn't get as a football coach, like, he's not a loser.
You get what I'm saying? He definitely does not get the respect he deserves for the winning that
he
got.
And he should. I agree
with that.
But I guess the question, though, Joy, because that is right. But I guess the problem is, and Andy, you'll have to help me off camera, Mike McCarthy gets fired. I think the Packers win seven games in 2018,
Something like that, yeah.
2017. Then you go to the Cowboys. Obviously, Dak Prescott got hurt. But you do wonder, okay, when you're playing with your backup, what do you do? When Kyle Shanahan was playing with his backup, better team, what did he do? When Mike McCarthy was playing with his backup,
he also had a bad year with backups as well.
He's had some 6-1 seasons.
That's how Trey Lance got up in there.
He's had some 6-1 seasons. But I'm like, I don't know that.
I think we like to give. And this is a little tease. We like to give Kyle Shanahan lots of flowers because of what he's able to do with lesser talent at the quarterback position. What he's done offensively with quarterbacks that we've seen not look great without him.
That's picking the draft.
For sure. But I do think that Mike McCarthy deserves credit for the winning that he has produced as well. I can't ignore a Super Bowl win, even if it is with Aaron Rodgers. It's not like it was 30 years ago. It was a while ago, but it was in the modern NFL. Yeah. Like, we talk about Aaron's Super Bowl as if it matters, right? So if it matters for Aaron, it's got to matter for the coach that was coaching him there. And he has had success with the Cowboys in the last few years. He just hasn't gone as far as Kyle Shanahan. I would give the current nod to Kyle because I've watched him play against Mike McCarthy. And not this past year, because I think that lays at the feet of Dak, but the year before was as much a coaching thing as it was Dak's fault, that play call at the end of the game. Like, it just was.
But lately he's done more, though, right? Lately he's done more, though, right?
He ain't won it.
I'm saying lately he's done more winning, right?
I think it's closer than we want to admit.
I got a question. Sean Payton, the great head coach?
I would say
because, I mean, we tend to give Sean Payton just so much respect. He a great head coach?
Yes, sir.
So he don't have more wins than Mike. He had Drew Brees, right? He been to one Super Bowl, right? So what's the difference?
Let me explain. To me, the difference is I always think in life about wins above replacement or losses above replacement, meaning this. James, if you coach your son's O-League team, if you don't coach and somebody else coach, do they win like you was winning? Mm. If they coach, do they start? If they coach and you don't coach, do they start losing? When Matt LaFleur took over for the Packers, in my mind, I'm just saying this. I'm just making my point. When Matt LaFleur took over for the Packers, and they went 13-3, and then they went 13-3 again. Mm-hmm. Mind you, Mike McCarthy had just gotten fired. I said to myself, like, man, they did the same thing in a
three-year sample size. No, they didn't. Because he won a Super Bowl.
Correct. Now, he won a Super Bowl in a longer sample size. Mike, I'm just saying Matt LaFleur 13-3. Mm. 13-3. So I'm saying to myself, if Matt LaFleur stepped in, first year head coach, and instantly went 13-3 with the Packers team that Mike McCarthy got fired from, it just made me ask questions. That's all I'm saying. It made me ask questions.
I have a lot of questions now about what the Packers are going to look like.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. We're going to see.
We're going to find out.
You know, he will.
Just please just put some respect on Coach Mike name.
I think he's going to find you.
It's just a lot. It's just a lot. Let's hear him out.
I'm going to go look up those stats, Stephon Gilmore versus James Jones. We got to break out the tape in the film room. Okay, coming up, it's Friday, so it is time to hand out some Friday flowers. But who will be getting them? That's next on Speed.
Locked up, they won't let James out.
Watch James have about two tugs.
Harper hits one in the air, looks back, it goes! Harper, the swing of his life!
MLB playoffs are near, and you know what that means, Alex?
Yep. Flippin' Bats will be staying up late and having all the fun.
From breaking down the most important stories and games, nobody's done what he's doing. Nobody. Not even Babe Ruth.
To interviewing baseball's biggest stars.
I felt like I was pitching more stress. I was trying to be so perfect.
No one covers America's pastime like us.
So as we sprint towards this year's World Series on Fox, please make sure to listen, follow, and subscribe to Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander and me, Alex Curry.
Baseball is fun, and so are we. We're going to have fun, dang it. We'll talk to you soon.
What's up, family? Welcome back to Speak. It is Friday, so y'all know what that is. It's time for Joy to give out some Friday flowers. Joy, who are we showing love to?
First of all, I'm showing love to my shoes. I told you.
Oh, the swag.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you fly? There we go. I can't fly. Let's start with some GOAT talk. Joe Montana, who many considered to be the GOAT before Brady, said that Dan Marino is the best quarterback to ever do it. He added, I think Marino is probably one of the most unsung heroes of the game. People don't talk enough about him or realize the numbers that he put up during the time that he put them up. Love it. That's King of the Dolphins. Yeah. That's what I call Dan Marino. Hail to Pitt. I love them giving Dan some flowers from the GOAT, pre-GOAT, to Tom Brady now. So shout out to Joe Montana. Moving on from football to the other football, gotta give flowers to the U.S. soccer legend Julie Ertz, who announced her retirement from the game. Aww. She won two World Cups with the U.S. Women's National Team and finished her career here in the NWSL, playing her career with the local team here in L.A., Angel City FC, which we are fans of the show, we love FC. So shout out to Julie Ertz, who is also
in the Ertz family with the show.
Former teammate's wife. Aww. Staying with football, soccer, my last flower goes to Lionel Messi, the new king of Miami, not king of the Dolphins, but king of Miami. 11 goals in 10 games for Inter Miami's superstar, and he has added a much-needed boost to men's soccer here in America. Just some notes. Since he joined MLS, Messi has generated $265 million in ticket sales alone, and his jersey sales passed Tom Brady in terms of jerseys sold while changing a sports team. So you can't get a kit basically until October. Shout out to Messi and the football. It's a football show. We're getting both footballs. Going back, though, to Shady. What do you think about Montana saying that Marino?
Dan, what school he went to? He went to Texas?
He went to Pitt.
I know he didn't.
Oh, he went to Pitt. Yes, yes.
Hail listen, to Pitt.
Dan's the GOAT. Now, Tom Brady's the GOAT. But Dan's still my GOAT.
Oh, okay.
Come on now.
We love it.
Shady, I can't stand you. All right, staying in Pittsburgh, how about the Steelers?
Ooh.
You know, they got a pick quarterback themselves and can me pick it. Now, Steelers are coming off a 9-win season, but fell short of a playoff berth for the first time since 2019. Mike Tomlin only won the division title in 5 seasons. But it is a loaded AFC North with Lamar and Watson. Mike Tomlin has only won one division title in 5 seasons for clarity. Shady, I'm not giving the Steelers a shot for winning the AFC North.
Wow.
And it's not because I don't believe in Mike Tomlin, but what I cannot do is overlook Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson to exclusively look at Mike Tomlin. I look at it like this. There are 8 division winners each and every year. If you look at the last 2 years, only one time out of thus 16 division winners has a quarterback that's not the best quarterback in that division won the division.
Yeah.
I would say Kirk Cousins last year, because I still believe Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in that division. You could literally look at every division winner. I will just knock some out for y'all. You see Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Let's start with 2022 on the right side. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins. That's the one I don't think. Tom Brady, then Jimmy G / Brock Purdy. Remember, Matthew Stafford was hurt. Remember, Kyler Murray was hurt. Flip to 2021. You could argue Geno Smith being better than Jimmy G. I don't think so. But you could make that argument. Either way, take one. Go to 2021, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Ryan Tannehill was better than a rookie Trevor Lawrence. The question marks, remember, Deshaun Watson did not play in that season, and Carson Wentz was a Colts quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott was better than a first-year starter, Jalen Hurts. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Matthew Stafford. I believe winning and losing is a quarterback stat, 2-5.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't overlook Burrow, Lamar, Deshaun to exclusively look at Pickett. That's why I don't think the Steelers have a shot as good as Tomlin is, but I know you differ. Where you at?
Yeah, I think they have a shot, a big shot. I think when you're a quarterback from the University of Pittsburgh, we always have a shot. Joy just told you about Dan. You know what I mean? It's part of it. Anyway.
The college football block was in the A block.
I will
we
say
led
this
the show with it.
This is what I will say.
before Joe Burrow got drafted, we thought he had a good career, but did we see this coming so early?
Sir.
It's called faith.
Yes, sir.
I got faith in Kenny Pickett. Mm. Everybody's talking about the difference from last year to this year. He's on time. The gel with him and his wide receivers is way different this year. I mean, you look at the wide receivers they have over at the Steelers, they got some players, though. They got some guys. George Pickens will be one of the best wide receivers this league has seen in years because he has the ability to be aggressive, catch the ball. Anywhere it's at, Larry Fitzgerald had that same thing. He can be covered. Mm-hmm. The ball's in the air, he's going to come down with it. So I think that when you look at the Steelers with the defense, with the coaching, let's not forget the Steelers, they fight.
Yeah.
Last year, they didn't have a real shot.
Yeah.
Each game, it got better and better and better. So I would say this. Kenny Pickett and the Steelers, don't take it for cheap.
Yeah.
Don't take it for cheap.
I don't like doing it, but, you know, every once in a while, me and Shady agree. You know, and I agree with him. And the main thing I agree with him with is I'm a believer in Coach Tomlin.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
And you add Coach Tomlin with T.J. Watt, they don't lose. They do not lose football games with T.J. Watt. So defensively, if they're healthy, they are going to be better. They're going to be able to give Lamar Jackson problems. That's always a dogfight when the Ravens and the Steelers go up at it, right? They're going to be able to make it hard on Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow. So they're going to be better on the defense. Then when you go to the offense, right, you got extra playmakers around Kenny Pickett. You got two guys in the backfield that can run the football. Obviously, you trade for my guy out from the Rams. Drawing a blank on his name.
Oh,
wide receiver.
Alshon. No.
What was that? I'm having a brain fart, too.
Van Jefferson?
No.
Nobody help us.
It'll come to us as we go.
He went to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, let's move on.
Then the Rams. Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
There we go. So you bring over Allen Robinson, and Allen Robinson is a guy that can go up.
My God, that's embarrassing.
There we go. Allen Robinson is a guy that can make the tough catch, right? So if you get in the third down and all that, you got a guy to throw it up to. And Shady's right. I truly believe that George Pickens is going to be one of the best receivers in football when this thing is all said and done. There's nothing he cannot do. They put him in the slot. You watch him in press coverage. He's extremely good off the line of scrimmage. And we all know the range. Wherever the ball is at, he can go get the rock. And then, like I said before, you got Najee. You're able to run the football. So they are going to be better on both sides of the ball. And you get T.J. Watt and you got Coach Tomlin, who does not lose. He does not have losing seasons. And with all that being said, I think they got a really good chance to compete in this division.
Oh, man, I'm so sick. Mm. I missed George Pickens in my fantasy draft by like one round.
He gonna light it up, George.
I know, I'm upset about it. I really am. Of course I'm giving them a shot. And Mike, we trust. He doesn't have losing seasons. And look, I know that's something that we're very proud of being able to say. We would like for, you know, some postseason success on top of that, but they're building things. And you mentioned Pickett getting better. He got better as the season went on. Like, he struggled a little bit in the beginning, as rookies tend to do, and then he improved. So imagine the improvement that you're going to see with an entire offseason. This isn't a team that lays down. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, they have great pieces defensively. They're coached well. They have a culture of winning. There's a lot that happens throughout the season. Somebody could miss some time. They always do. It's just the reality of it. No one's hoping for injuries, but that's what happens throughout the course of a season. Not even necessarily at the quarterback position. You can lose a key player and it affects you. Something happens with the offensive line. It's a long season. There's no reason why the Steelers won't be right there in the mix. This is going to be the division that we thought the AFC West was going to be last year. Remember leading into the season?
Yeah. AFC West. Russ and all that.
Chargers. It's the Chiefs. It's going to be the best division ever. Didn't quite happen that way, but I do believe it will be the case this year. So if anybody slips at any moment, it can easily be the Steelers. You would not be surprised if the Steelers won the division.
I'm the only one who would.
I don't know how you could say that.
Do you remember a while ago, y'all laughed at me. I said, Kenny Pickett reminds me of Joe Burrow. That's more athletic.
Sure.
I'm telling you. Let him heat up a little bit.
Break that down.
I'm just saying, as far as
more athletic, what do you mean?
I'm just like so the timing part. They both don't have big, strong arms, right? But they deliver. They have that. First of all, they're older rookies, for one, right? So they're more experienced. When I watch him play, like, he seems so smart. The ball's on time. And he can run. He reminds me of Joe so much.
Here's my question, though.
I praise
you. As much better as Kenny Pickett has gotten, and We say that based on the progress he made during the regular season, even though, remember, he was coming from a lower place. He wasn't playing very well. Mitch Trubisky outperforming him earlier on to what he did in the preseason. I'm sitting here thinking, like, any other division, I'd agree with you, Joy, James, 2-5. Of course the Steelers can win it. But this is a division in which the Ravens and Lamar are there. Mm-hmm. A division in which the Bengals are there. Always I won't even there. Talk about the Browns.
Please like, don't. Please don't.
This is a division in which those two teams are there. Remember the last time the Steelers won the division, 2020, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Burrow as a rookie, hurt. Baker Mayfield starting quarterback for the Browns. Lamar Jackson, what game did he miss? Oh, yes, he missed the game versus the Steelers. Oh, yes, that ended up deciding who was going to win the division. Mm-hmm. I always believe mm-hmm. the best quarterbacks will win the division. Ben Roethlisberger was the best quarterback that year if you factor in Lamar Jackson missing time. Mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett is the fourth best quarterback in the division. If y'all want to say he's better than Deshaun, I don't agree.
We're assuming.
Correct. Correct. That's
not,
what I'm saying.
Not based off of the way that Deshaun looked last year.
That's
no, I don't think he's going to look
that's
that way.
That's why I said, if y'all want to say he's better than Deshaun, I won't say that, but somebody might.
No.
But he's the fourth best quarterback in the division.
Cool.
You know how much that will, what he'll have to overcome? That's just why I would be genuinely shocked.
But he has the pieces around him, though, Acho. Right? Like we high on the Niners and Brock Purdy because of what's around him. Not Brock Purdy going down the field winning these boys' game. What's around him, right? All right, and I know we ain't going to put Kyle Shanahan and Tomlin category as a coach, right? I know we ain't going to do that, but we ain't going to get to it. So, right, they have the pieces around him. He don't got to go win the football game.
But the kicker is, again, it's not even semantics. It's more so the pieces he has around him. George Pickens is great. We believe. He hasn't shown necessarily.
Really good tight end.
No doubt about
really
it.
Really good running back.
Yeah. Sure, no doubt about it. But I'm also thinking to myself, Jamar Chase is really good.
Deontay Johnson's really good.
Johnson's really good, too.
T. Higgins is really good.
And so is George Pickens.
So I'm just saying, like,
it's similar.
I don't even think the Steelers, I don't think that Pickett has as much help as Burrow has. Like, I don't even think he has as much, like, I don't even think he has as much help. Like, you're, I can't, personally.
Wait, but are you saying, what about the defense, though? Defense is part of help, right?
Yeah.
And we've said Steelers' defense is better than the Bengals.
They haven't played as good, but they do have pieces.
They have better defense than
I would take the Steelers' defense.
Historically. They just haven't played as good.
We're talking Micah. We getting TJ back. We getting after the quarterback over there in Pittsburgh. That's
shock
a defense
me.
Over there.
Shock me, Steelers. Shock me.
They are.
Coming up, all eyes will be on the Jets and Aaron Rodgers this season. But they're embracing the attention. Will the attention be good for the team, or will it be catastrophic? That's next on Speak.
Hey, college football fans. This is RJ Young, host of Fox Sports' number one college football show. The biggest names, the biggest games. The theme is we do it big on this here thing. Please subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is overtime, and all time must be spent on the Jets and Aaron Rodgers because the whole world is talking about it. We will too. Aaron Rodgers showed up, future Hall of Famer, but he's saying their one Lombardi trophy looked, quote, a little lonely yesterday. Rodgers talked about embracing the high expectations, saying there will be a lot of eyes on us. Joy, I'm very intrigued by this question, and it has to be answered. The Jets, they're getting so much attention. They're featured on Hard Knocks. We talk about them every day. Every national sports show is talking about them every day. But is all this attention good for the Jets?
I mean, normally I would say no. Noisy is not the best way to go into a season. Now, it's not drama noisy, so it's just noise. But also, this is what you signed up for. You got one of the most visible quarterbacks in the league. He's doing media hits once a week. He's out here talking constantly. He is very front-facing as of late. You're in New York. Mm-hmm. Robert Saleh isn't shying away from any quotes or attention. Aaron Rodgers isn't. You brought in everything that he wanted. You signed up for this. This is the show you signed up for. So you can't, there's only one of two ways to play this when you're in this kind of spotlight. Either you create this fake humility thing that the Patriots would do every single year and it worked for them. Oh, we just, the whole world's against us. The Patriots versus the world. Like, no, they're picking you to go back to the Super Bowl again for the 10th year in a row. Nobody does. Everyone believes in you. They just pitch this idea that no one believes in you. You can do that, or you can lean in, which is what they're doing. Robert Saleh is talking about a Super Bowl, taking over the East. This attention is what it is. So you either lean into it or you do the fake humility thing, and the fake humility thing doesn't really work with Aaron Rodgers, Robert Saleh, and the New York Jets. Yeah. So you got to lean into it.
Well, I mean, listen, I think Joy hit it right on the nose, right? It's not negative. You got what I'm saying? Like, so the attention is not negative attention, and we're trying to be like, oh, is it dysfunction in there? This is good attention, right? You brought Aaron Rodgers over here. You have all the pieces to go compete and try to win a championship. So it's good attention. The only people I worry about with the attention is everybody else but Aaron Rodgers. All right, we talk about Robert Saleh, 11 wins, right? We talk about a lot of young players on that roster. At least the superstar players on that roster are young players. White, Quinnen Williams, you know, Wilson, you know, Sauce. They all young players, right? So for me, right, the spotlight's on you, the attention's on you. I want to see how you guys respond. Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay for 20 years with all the attention, right? Every year, even though he didn't win it shady, people expected him to go out there and win it. So the attention was on here. So it's nothing new for Aaron Rodgers. Before the Jets team and the Jets organization to have all this attention on him, I want to see how these other guys respond, and I want to see how Aaron gets them to respond.
I don't think it's enough attention at all. I mean, you play for the Jets, the New York Jets. You play for them. I mean, even when they were doing bad, they got a lot of attention. Oh, they drafted this quarterback so high. You know, what are they going to do? This and that. Are they benching him or not benching him? Is he for the future? Like, they used to the attention. Just that now, it's good attention. Mm-hmm. You bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback in there, who we expect him to do really well. And I want to say that Aaron Rodgers is the best player on that team. Would you?
Easy. I would right now.
Nah.
Oh, you say Quinnen Williams?
Nah. Quinnen Williams? You got Sauce Gardner? Yeah, right now?
Stop it. Listen, you take Aaron Rodgers off that team, are they Super Bowl contenders?
I'm going to say it like this. Aaron Rodgers there, for them to win, he don't have to be the 48-5 Aaron Rodgers.
Shady,
for them to win.
You take Aaron Rodgers off that team.
He's the most important player, for sure.
What's the difference?
One guy's like top three in his position.
You got a four-time MVP, and you're talking saying ain't the best player on the team. If we take him off, they're not Super Bowl contenders, Shady?
I don't want to get distracted. 2-5. Do you think the attention is good for him? Will it phase him? Where are you at?
No, I love it for him. I think it'll be good for him. I think them young players are going to be young players. They're going to ball out. I don't think if it's less attention or more attention, I think Sauce Gardner's going to go out there and dominate. If it's all this media or if it's not no media. Quinn the same way. I think Quinn Williams, he's going to go out there and dominate the same way. So I love it for this team. You talk about Cook in the backfield. Him and Breece together, like, they got a solid team together, man. So I love the attention. I think that they won't disappoint us. I don't know if it's a Super Bowl, but I think that the Jets will be way better than they ever been.
My only fear with all the attention, though, Jay, is, like, eventually, all of this attention, it could lead to fractures internally. What do I mean? Last year, when Zach Wilson got benched, the players were boarding the team wearing these, like, we love Mike White T-shirts.
Yeah.
And y'all know how that is it's one thing if nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But now, and y'all don't realize, like, players in the training room every morning, they got shows on.
Yeah.
Watching the other network. They watching FS1. So they're seeing that. Mm-hmm. How you think Zach Wilson is feeling about that? Only reason I bring that up is because cut to this year. Okay, this year, the Jets defense holds the Bills to 13 points, and they lose 13-10.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the attention is on the fact that the offense can't get right.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Saleh chooses to go for two, down by one, to win the game with 6 seconds left. Now all the attention is exploiting the poorness of that decision. I only wonder, will all of this attention, Joy, will all of this attention, James, as I look to the left side of the table, will it cause a further fracture?
Well, that's going to depend on how Aaron handles it. Now, historically, he's handled it one of two ways. He's either told everybody to relax and then, you know, deliver, or he throws everybody under the bus. So we'll see what this version of this new Aaron, this living in a dream world Aaron, decides he wants to handle it. Now, he has the experience. He's been through adversity, and he's been to the top of the mountain and won. So in theory, he should be able to guide them through this. That's part of the reason why he's there, and he is the most important player there. But they're going to face adversity at some point in the season. Every team does, whether it's an injury, whether it's a story, whether it's a losing streak. Yeah. That's going to happen. It's how the NFL season goes. And you have to have some breaks along the way. So to me, we'll see if the attention was good or bad in that point of adversity and how they handle it.
Really quick, who's supposed to keep the team together?
Quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
You think the quarterback's supposed to keep the team together, not the head coach?
I would say
For this team, I would say Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Head coach matters.
But yeah, but for me, I go Robert Saleh.
Okay.
Like, if certain situations, you know bumps in the road is coming. Yeah. I don't care if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, right? You know bumps in the road is coming. Even I don't care if it's one loss. You know bumps in the road is coming. You know you're not going to play at a very high level every single game. You're going to have some turnover, whatever it may be. For me, it's all about the head coach keeping this team together. I don't think he did a good job last year keeping this team together when it was going through the quarterbacks and all
very
that. Because as a head coach, Bro. Obviously, you can't stop what the players do, but you can address certain stuff. Hey, man, like chill out. Like, it's your job to keep this team together.
When we return, Aaron Rodgers actually made a comment about it being a dream he's currently living in New York. You brought up a great point. Aaron Rodgers or head coach Robert Saleh. Joy brought up a great point. Aaron Rodgers living in a dream. We'll talk about, will the dream season turn into a nightmare? Mm. And then we got to get to some Justin Herbert controversy. Mm. Next on Speak.
That's always good.
All right, we are in a hurry up offense. We got to keep this one quick. We teased it earlier. Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, the love fest. It has been brewing as highly as ever since they acquired him in April. Now, Rodgers made sure to let the media know yesterday just how much he's enjoying the life in the Big Apple, saying, quote, I told a friend this has felt like waking up inside a dream. The whole experience, a beautiful dream. There's a lot of times I've said it before and I'll say it again where I just look around and say, this is my life now. How cool is this? James, you played with Aaron Rodgers.
Is that how he's saying it?
I don't know. You got his feet up saying it. His feet up in the sky saying it.
James, you played in a dream season with Aaron Rodgers. Y'all won the Super Bowl. Will this season turn into a dream season?
I believe so. I mean, we was off air, we arguing a little bit, but I believe so. They have everything that they need to turn this into a dream season. We talked about all the noise that's happening over there, and it's positive noise. There's no negative noise coming out of that building right now. So I truly believe that this can turn into a dream season for Aaron Rodgers. You got a top five defense. You got a double-headed monster in the backfield, all pro running back in Dalvin Cook with the young phenom in Breece Hall. You have talent on the wide receivers. You have talent at the tight end spot. They have everything they need to make this a dream season, and I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to be 1,000% better than he was last year. I think he's truly in a better place. Absolutely.
Man, it must have been awful in Green Bay, huh?
No, it ain't.
Call me soft, but I like seeing people happy. I honestly think he's saying these quotes so that they can edit them into a documentary if they do end up winning the Super Bowl. They can call it Dream Season. 10% goes to me for that name. That's what's happening. So I guess it'll be a really good quote. If we end up winning, like, you could just, like, that's how it starts. Told a friend it's like waking up inside of a dream.
Oh.
Cut to the Super Bowl. Oh, and Lombardi.
Aaron Rodgers is that calculated. Okay, really quick, because we are in the hurry up. I got to go from one quarterback to another. Justin Herbert, the Chargers. Remember, they had an epic playoff collapse last year in their first chance to really try to make some legitimized noise. Well, head coach Brandon Staley discussed how his team would respond and said, quote, a breakthrough for us is a Super Bowl. A breakthrough for us is a Super Bowl. Shady, I'm coming to you, big dog. You've won a couple Super Bowls. You won two of them. You know what it takes. Can Justin Herbert lead the Chargers?
No, no. Let's we gotta slow down with this.
You ain't even gonna let him finish, huh?
Yeah, like coach Staley, whatever you want to be. Let's just talk about some wins. Like, let's win a playoff game. Let's get one of them. Boop, one of them in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
This Super Bowl talk, like, I think we get wrapped up in this. Can he win Super Bowl? No. Let's just win one game at a time. Forget the 30-point lead. Let's just get one lead by 1 point. Let's start there. Then we could, you know, talk later on down the line about a Super Bowl.
Shady, I'm actually with you on this one to a large degree. Justin Herbert, I have to see him win. Win a playoff game. We've had a 3-year sample size. America, that is a large sample size at this junction in time. Think about the first round picks at quarterback through their first 3 years who won playoff games. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. Yeah. There is that group of quarterbacks. Then you think about the first round quarterbacks who have not. Jordan Love, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Mitch Trubisky, Kyler Murray, my guy Tua. Clearly we know he's dealt with some injuries and he didn't even start his career as a starter. So think about the bucket of group that Herbert is currently in. Can Herbert get to the one win bucket first? Yeah. James, I can't proclaim him as able to win a Super Bowl yet.
And Shady, we all know, right? When you're in the playoffs and you're trying to go compete for a championship, that the hardest game to get is the first one.
Yeah.
Do you got what I'm saying? So I'm never going to say right now with what he's done and shown us that it's Super Bowl because you ain't even got past the first one. Yeah. And the hardest one is the first one, and that's winning a playoff game, right? Same thing happened to Lamar Jackson. The hardest one was the first one, right? So for me, until you get that first one, I'm not even thinking about Super Bowl. I'm thinking about that very first one, especially after we gave up I don't know how many point lead to get our first one. I'm not putting you in this.
That's the thing. It's like, how you talk about marriage and you ain't had your first date yet? What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
You want kids in the ring? You didn't want to date.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes that is the theory. Sometimes people meet the day of.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Well, I guess Lamar Odom did it with the Kardashians. They got married the same.
That's your fault. That was your fault.
No, they did do that.
That was your fault.
Who don't love a Kardashian?
I think we got to put them in the conversation, right? Mm. Like, if we're gonna put the Dolphins in the Super Bowl conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they got to be there, too.
See? Mm. I like to date before I get married.
I'm with you. You got
how you doing? Well, you know,
enjoy the game. All right, when we return, college football, it is officially back. We have to tell you the most interesting matchup you got to look out for this weekend. The whole world will be watching. Make sure you're prepared for your Saturday. Next on Speak.
I got my prime time zone tomorrow, baby.
Did he ask you? Let's get to our two-minute drill. We have all been waiting for this day. Tomorrow, college football week one, it kicks off. The slate is jam-packed. So much excitement. Joy, coming to you first. What matchup or matchups are you most excited about?
Miami of Ohio tonight. Then we have Arizona taking on Northern Arizona on Saturday night. And then we finish out the weekend on Sunday with LSU playing Tallahassee.
What?
Hi, Jason. Happy birthday, big bro. It's Jason's birthday
today. Happy birthday.
So good luck. Go get that win. And then we got Isaiah. Shout out to Isaiah at Arizona.
Go to work.
And we got Mason at LSU.
Mason, go to work.
What big family. They're all over college football. Hey.
Listen, it's normally the Pitt Panthers, but not this time. I'm going with Coach Prime. It's a lot of hate at this desk and around the world. I'm rooting for you. Beat Texas. What is it, Texas?
TCU.
Yeah, okay, the little bros. Yeah. TCU, beat them boys. Let's go, Prime.
I'm ready. I'm with him. It's very simple, right? All eyes on Coach Prime. All eyes on Shedeur Sanders, right? We want to see how you're going to look coming out of Jackson State, right? So, listen, it's very simple, right? This might be the most watched college football game in the history of watching college football. So, you know, good luck, Coach Prime. It's going to be a tough task. Chady already mentioned it. He's saying I'm the hater. That's cool. I hope you succeed, but it's a tough task. Coach Prime, good luck, brother.
I am biased. Texas, obviously, I got to watch them. They play Rice on Fox. I will be covering it. Y'all will see your
Texas
boy all day tomorrow.
And Rice, that's what you brought in.
I'm excited about that. Colorado, obviously TCU kicks it off on Fox. North Carolina versus South Carolina. Sneaky good game. Drake May, Spencer Rattler. Check that out too.